Welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. So today I'm going to be doing a reading for the collective. I just got this new deck. I just got it in the mail and it's beautiful. And I'm getting to know the deck itself. And I asked a question. I asked, what does the collective need to hear right now? And then I thought, you know what, before I pull out the answer, let me just record it. Right? I might share this. We have the Queen of Pentacles. All right, so with the Queen of Pentacles, I'm seeing that there's this energy of the matriarch, of someone who's resourceful, powerful, is in a stable place in life. I'm seeing a kingdom, like you're the kingdom of your domain. You feel calm with your resources. This also applies to resources like your time, your money, just anything to do with what you give, right? So that card just fell out. To me, the Queen of Pentacles is about abundance, right? Seeing yourself in a certain stage of life where you feel confident of where you are. You don't feel like you're looking outside of yourself anymore. You're kind of sitting in your power. You're very grounded, right? I'm kind of seeing this grounded energy of the Queen of Pentacles. I just sense a lot of stability, right? And this could also pertain to spiritual stability. Maybe you've been going through a lot of transitions in regards to redefining who you are right now, your goals. I kind of sense like a lot of disintegration, but also coming back together. So let's see. This deck is kind of slippery. I feel like it's prone to having answers just fall into my lap. I feel like I'm getting to know this deck. I got this deck specifically to use with you, the collective. I felt inspired. I was like, I need to have a deck that's calling me. This feels like a good fit. Feels like you're entering into a new relationship every time you get a new deck. You know, it's like, let me discover you, you know? So let's see. Let's cut the deck. The Queen of Pentacles at the top. We have the King of Cups. So I'm seeing a lot of just being comfortable where you are right now. It kind of feels like you've gone through so many obstacles and challenges and you face them head on. You've integrated the lessons that you needed to learn, and right now you're feeling emotionally stable, right? To me, the King is about your emotions, right? So even though you're in this, for example, let's say body of water, the sea, the ocean, even though the waters might change, might shift, might be high waves, stormy, sunny, calm, you're very much grounded in your emotional well-being. It's almost like you know exactly what you need and you're not afraid to tap into that inner power. Right? I'm seeing like an inner temple, like you feel just centered. And I love that we have the King of Cups. So it's like this male energy and the Queen of Pentacles, right? So it's actually interesting because the King of Cups, Cups are usually associated with this feminine energy, right? So it's interesting that it's the male. And with the Queen of Pentacles, Pentacles is more of a male energy, right? So I'm kind of sensing like this, like a balance of the yin and yang right now, right? So there's kind of this integration I'm seeing, like there's just a lot of balance right now. Like you're able to go with the flow, changes are happening, but you feel okay about them. You're aware of your resources. You know what you can give. You know your limits. You know your boundaries. Something might test you emotionally, but then you go ahead and make your way back to your center. So I'm seeing a lot of empowerment right now. The Queen of Cups. Okay. All right. So I'm seeing just a lot of power right now. This feels like it's like a power deck, like a power moment. Like right now you're in this new beginning. You are balanced. Right? We have the King and the Queen of Cups. So it's almost like with the King, these external realities, these moments, these situations where you find yourself in, you're able to find your center. With the Queen, you're actually diving in within, right? And you're really analyzing what's going on. What are my dreams telling me? What's my intuition telling me? You're really just centered in yourself right now. You don't feel like you need to ask for permission from anybody to do anything. You're kind of seeing everybody is an equal, right? I feel like you're in this stage where you're like, you know what? No one is above me. I am the Queen. I am the King of multiple domains, right? So your resources are in balance and so is your emotional stability. We have the Nine of Pentacles reversed. So for me, because it's reverse, I'm seeing that maybe you kind of feel like you have it all, but at the same time, it's almost like maybe there's this nagging feeling of, should I be doing something else? Like, should I be? I mean, I have it all. I have exactly what I manifested. I have what I want, but is there something else, right? So I do sense that there is this question, this pursuit, you're looking for something, you're not sure what, but you know what it's going to be when you find it. This could be maybe a signal to take up new hobbies, new groups, to kind of get out and meet like-minded people. Because the Nine of Pentacles reversed, well, the imagery on the card is this woman, right? And she's like holding a bird, she's very in tune with her surroundings, she's in a beautiful garden, she has everything, she's worked for it. She has everything to be happy, right? But because she's alone and it's reversed, I'm seeing that maybe you feel this need to share your wealth with others, right? You kind of feel ready to re-engage with the world as this version of yourself that's empowered, that's done the work, that has the resources, the emotional stability, and you just feel like maybe you're becoming someone else, or you have been. I see, yeah, I'm seeing that you've become someone else. And then you've worked really hard for it, and it's been done through internal work, introspection. But because it's reversed, now you're like, okay, this has been nice. This has been really cool and all, but now I need to get back out there because I'm ready to learn from the world. I'm ready to share with the world. I'm ready to keep learning, right? Just because we have two queen cards right now and a king, just because you're very powerful right now, it's almost like you want to be tested, right? It's almost like you're inviting life to keep teaching you. Because learning never stops. It's not like we just arrive, right? It's like, oh, we're done. We know everything. We're at peace forever now. It's almost like this ongoing project, and you've been in this stage and you've worked hard to get where you are right now, but it's almost like I'm sensing that you are ready to go back out there, right? You're ready to almost see how you respond to the world, and you're inviting that, right? You're just like, all right, let's see what happens, right? Let's see what I feel called to make. What would I say? How I respond this time? It's almost like, yeah, I just keep seeing you're ready to be tested. You're ready to engage almost with like the same people as before, and also ready to meet new people. It's almost like I'm seeing you with your arms wide open, just welcoming the world. Like, what's gonna be will be, like it'll teach me. It's almost like I'm seeing that you have this strong sense of seeing the silver lining, right? You're not worried. You're not stuck in the dark muck of the cloud, right? You're not in that darkened state. You're just like, you know what? I'm powerful. I'm able. I'm capable. Let's do it. Let's see. Let's pull a card from the back. We have the Five of Swords. Because it's upright, I'm seeing that with this card, it's almost like there's this nagging feeling where you're kind of like, all right, yes, I'm powerful. Yes, I have everything. I want to play. I want to go out there. But a part of you is wondering, are people to be trusted, right? Can I trust them? Can I open my heart to them? What have I learned? It's almost like I see you questioning your own strength, right? Maybe you won't admit it to yourself out front because you have just done a lot, right? And you have gained a lot of wisdom. But it's almost like you're afraid to play with the world. Actually, with the Nine of Pentacles reverse, you want to go out and play. With the Five of Swords upright, it's almost like there's so much change happening within you, right? Swords is like this thought energy. It's like these double-edged swords. Like, yes, you've learned a lot, but also you're afraid of falling again, right? But let me pull some more cards for more clarity. We have the Ten of Pentacles. So I'm seeing that. And also because I pulled the Five of Swords from the back of the deck, I'm seeing that that's like the underlying, not theme, but it is prevalent, right? It's kind of like a light veneer, a light sheen, you know, it's back there. Maybe you're not acknowledging it. You're not saying to yourself, I don't trust people, but it is kind of coming up, right? That's kind of what's stopping you. And that's maybe what's keeping you in the Nine of Pentacles state where you're kind of locked up. And you love where you are, right? You feel safe, you feel comfortable, you feel stable, you've worked hard to get here, you feel really good, you have it. But a part of you knows that you have to go out and play because that's how you learn. And a big part of you really wants to. But the thing that's stopping you, I really do think it's this kind of almost a distrust or afraid, right? When you go out and play, you're not sure what's gonna happen, right? Because we don't know what's gonna happen, right? That's kind of the whole point of tests. We just go out there and we just hope we try our best. Remember the tools that we've earned, that we've been given, that we've been practicing. I do sense that there is just this, like, I don't know, it's kind of just like a nagging feeling. It's what it feels like. So we have the Ten of Pentacles upright. To me, this is a very powerful card. It's like you have everything, you have all of it. You're actually maybe even thinking of what you're leaving behind. And I'm seeing this as your legacy. What are you leaving? This could be for your family members. Like, what are you leaving others when you do go? But also, what are you leaving for society, for the world, right? And this doesn't just mean things like resources in regards to money and will and land and property. This means like you, yourself, like what are you leaving? Because resources, in acquiring them, we learn a lot. It almost feels like you have all these spiritual lessons in acquiring these resources, time, energy, money, attention. And I feel like you've learned so much that I feel like now you're at this point where you realize that you want to leave something behind and you want it to be something of purpose, of value, something that feels right for you, something that you are proud of, right? It's almost like you're just looking to make your mark on the world, right? On society, on consciousness. You're really looking, you're feeling this almost like I see it as this like love, like blossoming from your heart, like a flower opening. You're just like, what do I give? How can I serve, right? How can I share? Let's pull some more cards. You have the Hanged Man upright. So you're seeing new perspectives. You're wondering, okay, is there something that I'm not seeing? Can I be looking at this reality a different way? Are there different layers I could be exploring? So I feel like right now is a really good time to, but I do sense that you are being open to this like awakening state that you're going through right now. I kind of sense that you're unfurling yourself. It's almost like you're unfurling, right? You're revealing more of your true self, more of who you are. And the Hanged Man is just you right now, right? It's almost like you're willingly putting yourself in a position where you are forced to see the world in a new way because you know that's how you learn, because you know that's how you're going to get to the answer of what your purpose is, right? This is how you get to the answer of the Ten of Pentacles, right? Like, what am I leaving behind? What do I want to leave behind? What do I have? What do I want to share? And I do sense that you're asking these deeper questions, right? The Hanged Man is about perspective. I feel like you're not shopping around for perspectives because you have your own, but you are welcoming different perspectives. I feel like this is a good card to just go out there, right? Try something new, try something that maybe you've been feeling called to, but you haven't done it for whatever reason. Maybe just pick up a new project. I would say look for synchronicities in your reality, your external reality. That point, it's almost like these signals, right? Where they say, go this way, go that way. What did that person mention? Why are you noticing that? Oh, that's something that you mentioned before. Or here's the answer you were looking for, right? So it's almost like you're being guided right now through this. It's almost like the spiritual divine guidance, right? It's almost like you've mastered your resources on some level, and now you're continuing your growth more in the spiritual realm. But at the same time, as you move through this spiritual realm, you're also moving through this material world. So I just do sense a lot of balance, a lot of power, a lot of, I mean, we have two queens and we have a king, right? So I feel like you've reached a point in your life where you're more emotionally stable than you've been, maybe ever or in a very long time, right? And I feel like this is now serving you as this foundation where you're eager to play with the world, eager to keep exploring yourself and your internal reality, your external reality. You're very open-minded right now. You're kind of restless. You're like, okay, what am I meant to be doing? Why am I here? What's my purpose, right? You're out there, you're shopping and you're asking, and that's the Hanged Man to me. You're open to having the answers revealed about who you are, what you're meant to do, why you're here. The moon, intuition, your dreams, pay attention to this instinct of yours, right? This intuitive side, the side that no one can just see, right? It's almost like this intimate side of yourself that only you know, and it's this internal world of yours. I see that maybe you're going to be having a lot of visualizations that will aid you in your projects and your endeavors, or that it's a good time to be seeking out visualizations, right? Meditations, guidance, and just meditate. I know that we are, at the time of recording this, the full moon's coming up. So the energy of cultivating light, it's like light is being brought to the darkness, right? And things are being revealed to you, things that are not obvious during the middle of the day, right? This is going to be things that are revealed to you about yourself. The nuances, where the soft shadows are, and you're shining light on those. And it's like just these gifts, these treasures are being found in your life, right? In your internal life and external, because I am seeing a lot of connection between these two worlds. You're in a very balanced moment right now where it feels like this veil is very thin and you're able to see clearly. You can stand on the spiritual side and then look to them through this veil, through the material. At the same time, you can do the same as standing on the other side of, I'm in the material looking into the spiritual, right? And there's like this veil, but it's very thin. And I just feel like a lot of answers are easily being given to you right now. It's, you don't have to force anything right now. You're being very supported. It's almost like you ask and you receive. You look, you get. You're questioning, it arrives. The Knight of Swords, right? So with this card, I would say just be wary about getting too caught up in your thoughts, because I do sense just a lot of energy in general. And I am seeing that maybe just remember that you are in this physical body and take care of that. I think sometimes it's very easy to, I don't know, I'm also seeing this as a connection to the Five of Swords, right? It's almost like, don't see others as the enemy, is the message that I'm getting. Like, don't see others as something that you need to defeat or beat. I'm almost seeing like there's these habits that throughout your life you've just been, I mean, we all built habits, right? These habits have been kind of preventing from this sense of unity between you and others. And so now that you've conquered this domain, that you are where you are right now, just do remember, be wary of maybe old habits that are so on automatic mode. You might not even realize that they're happening, right? So always be as observant with your thoughts as you can be, with your awareness, right? Always be aware. Always be looking within. Even if you're living your life eyes open, walking around, existing, experiencing, always maintain this high level of awareness so that you don't get caught up with your thoughts that are always running in the background, judging, separating, right? It's almost like that's what's going to cause, I think that that's kind of, these habits are kind of what's causing this tentativeness, this Five of Swordness of like, can I trust you? Will you beat me? Are you trying to kick me out? Should I kick you out? It's kind of like, no, don't lean into that so much. Remember that you've reached this level and I feel like you're being asked to continue learning and actually observing these habits and maintaining your control, right? Do not leave your throne. I feel like you're sitting on your throne right now, but you are going to be tested in the way that these thoughts, these habits are going to come up. You'll be in situations that are familiar. And remember to see that as an invitation to overcome those, to respond differently, to react differently. Even if it's an internal response, right? Sometimes we respond, but it's only to ourselves in this inner world. Be observant of that. Have awareness to your inner response, right? Because that is also real. So even if you don't tell the other person or the situation, you don't vent, you don't share, if it's real in your mind, it is real, right? It is just as real as this external reality. So be very wary, because if you let those thoughts just run amok, you can be knocked off your throne, right? So I am seeing that you just have a lot of potential to keep growing and that your tests right now are going to be in the realm of thought. But I do see that if you conquer these thoughts, if you respond differently, it's almost going to be reaffirming of this growth that you've done. Because I feel like it's one thing to learn things, to know things, but the real test comes in this world, right? In this external reality. It's like the test is in your response. If a familiar situation comes up, how are you going to respond this time? Right? That's the test, and that's the true test of your power, right? And you work so hard. So I do feel like you have everything to sit in your throne comfortably. You've worked so hard. Come on. I just do sense like they're just on the left. We have the Queen of Cups upright. On the right, we have the King of Cups upright. At the top, Queen of Pentacles upright. Your resources are in balance. Your inner world is in balance. Your emotions are in balance. Just keep doing what you're doing, okay? I believe in you. It's just thoughts are going to come to test you. That's what I'm seeing right now. On the back, we see the Ace of Wands reversed. I do see this as just new beginnings, but maybe delays, right? And I do see this because you are being tested. It almost feels like you're ready to go into this next stage of life, which you are going to do. But it almost feels like you want to do it now. But I feel like, you know what? Just be patient. The moon is upright. Keep tuning into your dreams. Keep meditating. Keep writing. Keep doing this spiritual inner work. And the new beginnings that you've been cooking up are going to arrive when they're meant to arrive, right? The Ace of Wands is about new beginnings. It's about projects, passion projects, creativity, things that you just feel compelled to do, to share. And I feel like it's connected to the Ten of Pentacles upright because you are asking yourself, what is my purpose? What is my legacy? What do I enjoy doing? Right? Like what do I want to do? Right? So I would say just be patient. Whatever you're cooking up, it's still cooking, right? But it's on the way. It's gonna happen. These new beginnings that you're wanting for yourself and in the way that you express yourself with the world and how you share and what you leave behind, it's all falling into place, right? So just focus on these tests of thought that are coming up. Right, so now we're gonna go ahead and begin the Reiki portion. I do suggest laying or sitting down in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. All that's really required is that you be open to receiving the Reiki. I'm going to go ahead and guide us into the session with three breaths that we will take together. So let's go ahead and get started with the first breath. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Inhale, hold, exhale, inhale, hold, exhale. I will now begin the Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you. go ahead and start to come back into your body. Go ahead and wiggle your fingers, your toes. Start to make movements that feel good for you. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Welcome back. I do suggest you drink water since a lot of energy was moved. I hope you enjoyed the Reiki session and the tarot card reading. Thank you for showing up today, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.